Wake up.
I said, wake up.
Ah, there he is. About fucking time. I know the dose I threw at you was high, but really, somebody doesn't know how to handle his drugs. That good old taste of your own medicine, taken figuratively and literally. Aw, did you try to say something? Good fucking luck. You're even gagging a little. Yeah, those are your own socks in your mouth. They're not going anywhere. You know, you made this, well, just as easy as I thought it would be, honestly. Super fucking easy. Invite you home with me, spike your drink, watch you pass out in my bed before you can get your pants past your knees. Yeah, you passed out as you were stripping, face down in the mattress, ass up in the air. So fucking easy. All a pretty little thing's gotta do is wag their ass at you for 2 seconds at the bar, and you come flying, don't ya? Actually, you come flying no matter what. You two weren't even at a bar. You drove her home from work because her battery died. She invited you up for dinner to say thank you. Why'd you even have the drugs on you? Were you planning it all along? Did you kill her battery? No, no. I don't think you're that clever. I just think you're disgusting. I bet you've had them on you for a while now. Never brave enough to use them, but always wanting to. Like, you didn't even have the decency to wait until after she rejected you. Just decided to open with it. Pretty big mistake, buddy. Don't shake your head. Don't you fucking dare shake your head. You fucked up. And you keep fucking up. Do not lie to me again. I know what you did to her. And I know that once you were finished, you just left her there, aware of every little thing you did, but too fucking drugged up to even wipe herself off. And then you thought you could just disappear. Never showed up for another shift at work. Moved. Started using your middle name on Facebook instead of your first. Yeah, I pay attention. You knew you fucked up. I bet you even thought the police were after you. She wanted to go to them, you know. But I protected you because I wanted to take care of you myself. Watching you struggle against those restraints is honestly kind of cute. You know, in that extra pathetic kind of way. I've got you fucked up on so much shit, you can barely move an inch. But your head, right? Your head's clear? Good. You need to remember tonight. The gloves? Can you blame me? I don't want to fucking touch you. You're disgusting. Repulsive. Pathetic. A coward. So why would I ever want to touch you? But unfortunately, what I've got planned this evening is going to keep us in close quarters, so gloves it is. You sound nervous. Are you afraid?
Do I scare you?
Good. I'm not here to be your friend. Do you even have any of those? You got the hell out of Dodge pretty fast. Do they know why you moved? You might have even bought the roofies off one of them. Your kind tends to flock together, right? Scared little sheep, looking out for each other. But you're all alone now. Poor little baby. All alone, and now you've got your filthy little cock in my hand. Disgusting. The fact I have to stroke you in the first place is unbearably disgusting. But it's only for a little while. Just long enough to get you hard. Do you like when I talk to you like that? When I remind you what a scared little baby you are. I can feel you get harder every time. You know I'm not gonna fuck you, right? I'm not about to ride your unwilling cock or anything like that. So you can stop getting excited at the thought. I'm not gonna tease you with my fat ass or my perfect tits. I'm not gonna milk you again and again until you can't make another drop. I'm not threatening you with a good time. I'm promising you a miserable one. That really did it for you, eh? Hearing about all the things I won't do to you. You're ready. All right, let's slide this cock ring on there. No matter what I do to you, this pathetic thing you call an erection, that's sticking around. Aw, is it too tight around your balls? Too bad. I guess I assumed you'd be even smaller. Is it finally starting to sink in that tonight isn't going to be a good time? Oh, stop. Those restraints aren't coming loose. Even if you were totally sober, you wouldn't be going anywhere. You know, part of me wants to blindfold you, stop you from seeing what I have planned. And maybe that would make things scarier, but honestly, if you only take one thing away from tonight, I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to be ashamed. Yeah, ashamed. You know, most women are already afraid. We're taught to be, honestly. Hide your body is the advice, right? Not learn how to hurt anybody who tries to put their hands on you. It's be careful, be safe, be small. It's never kill your fucking rapist. So, for me personally, the fear wasn't that much worse afterwards. It was a few years ago, but I still remember what did linger most. And it was the shame. I didn't want my body anymore. My skin crawled constantly. If I could have peeled it off, I fucking would have. I would have shed the skin he touched like a snake gets to and leave the memory of his hands behind. But instead, I get to live trapped in something someone else decided to ruin. So, I've decided I'm gonna ruin you. You're starting to wiggle a bit more. Some of the drugs wearing off. That's gonna be a huge bummer for you. Here, do you want a sneak peek of what I'm gonna do to you? Here, Let me get them out of the drawer. Oh, did you see it? The big one? You know, it took me weeks before I could take this thing in my ass. Wearing a plug around while I did chores, working my way up from one toy to the next. But I think we can make it fit in you tonight. Oh no? You don't think so? Think it's too big? Well, I don't think I need to tell you twice how rude it is, jamming things where they don't belong. You're practically an expert on the topic, aren't you? Well, I'll do you a small kindness. We won't start with that one. But make no mistake, you're taking that entire thing to the hilt before I'm done with you. And nothing is going to change that. Nothing. Anyways, spread these thighs. I know you heard me. Spread them. You don't like being hurt, do you? Can't take a couple swats. Oh, I guess I did get you pretty hard. I can see the outline of my hand already. You know, I wasn't planning on hurting you unless I had to, but gotta keep things symmetrical, right? Wouldn't want the other half of you feeling left out, now would we? Now, this will be a lot easier if you stay still, so don't. I'd start with a finger, but did you? I asked you a question. It wasn't rhetorical. Did you do anything before you just shoved your cock in her? No, of course not. Well, I don't know about you, but I can't help but think. The world would be a much better place if people got what they deserved, right? Aw, is it cold, the lube? If you squirm around too much, you're just going to get it everywhere but your ass. Is that what you want? You want me to fuck you dry? Aw, are you sure? Got me all excited for a second there. There we go. Can you feel it? The head of my toy pressing up against your tight little asshole? Open up, honey. Who knows? You might like it. What did I say about squirming? If you don't stay still, I'm going to have to force. Ah, there we go. Push hard enough and the whole damn thing just slides right in. Oh, stop wailing. What, did you take it slow for her? All nice and romantic. Look, if you don't shut up, I'm just gonna start fucking you with it. Or you can stop the hysterics, and I'll let you keep it still and let you stretch. God, look at your thighs shaking. This toy isn't even that big, you poor little baby. I mean, a bit bigger than your cock, but that isn't saying much. And that big boy you're getting next is, like, twice as thick. So it might be time to get used. Really? Just gonna throw a tantrum? Then let me speak the one language you seem to understand. I've been pretty sweet to you so far tonight, but I guess it couldn't last forever. Oh, It's almost surprising seeing you cry. Wasn't entirely sure you were human. I don't know what kind of human would drug a girl and rape her. Not sure if coward is even the right word there. Subhuman? No, even that's too kind. Honestly, you're just kinda meat. Just this useless, stupid slab of nothing. A mediocre piece of cock with no brain at all. Will you just shut up already? Oh, are you really crying? You pathetic little bitch. Are you kidding me? You fucking raped a woman last month, and you're literally crying because someone put a toy in you. This is nothing compared to what you deserve. This is nothing. I'm done with this. I'm done being kind to you. It's time for Act Two. Even this isn't truly enough. Nothing I could do to you would ever be enough. In fact, because nothing I do will ever help her. I can't go back in time. I can't stop you from doing what you did. But I can make sure you never do it again. God, can you feel how thick it is? The head's even a little smaller, too, than the shaft to help it slide in. So if just this little bit of the tip has you so miserable. Okay, there we go. It's a couple inches in there, ain't it? You get it now, don't ya? What you're in for? You've got a lot more to go, though. I said you were taking all of this, and you're taking all of this. God, you petulant little monster. That's only half the toy, and you sound like you're dying. You're gonna make yourself hyperventilate. I'm not going to acknowledge temper tantrums, even though I know you're just a little baby. A sobbing, sniveling, disgusting baby. Do you want me to press harder? You've still got a couple inches left. You don't want me to just force it in, do you? Do you? Okay, good. You can hear me. I want you in pain, but I need you lucid. I need you to remember every fucking inch. Oh, there we go. Buried all the way to the fucking balls. How does it feel being stretched by what's definitely at least two of your cocks at once? Not a fan? Oh, he doesn't like it. He wants it to stop. Funny how you seem to magically understand consent now. Right when it's too late. I'm done waiting. I'm done being patient. I'm done thinking they'll learn eventually, right? And I'm just gonna teach them myself. I'm gonna teach them they don't own anyone. They don't even own themselves. You don't have any control over yourself. You were out of control when you raped her. You're out of control now. You've stopped squirming. Yeah, I remember this part. Where you're suddenly so overwhelmed, you just start trying to survive it. You're being stretched and hurt and annihilated, and you want to fight, but it takes every ounce of your being just to survive. This is where you usually split into two different groups. Maybe you dissociate. Maybe you just become a husk for a little bit. Sometimes it's borderline out of body, watching yourself lie there and get used. Or maybe you're stuck in your body and your body starts to react. I'm thinking you might be that second one. You might be crying, but your cock is dripping. I'll admit, I was kind of hoping this would happen. I had a hunch. I suspected that eventually, every time I rammed this toy into you, you'd leak just a little bit more. Of course, a piece of shit like you would like being stretched by a fat fucking cock, tied to the bed and forced to come. Treated like the filthy fucking trash that you are. God, you're really thinking about coming around this dick in your ass. You can't hide a fucking thing all dressed up in that cock ring. I can see every single twitch. I can practically see your heartbeat in the way it throbs. I doubt you've ever been this fucking hard in your life. Well, who am I to say no? You don't exactly take no as an answer. Here, let me help. I'll count down from 10. And when I tell you to come, that means it's time to come, okay? Okay. Okay. Don't fuck it up, you stupid fucking baby. 10. Is tonight the first time you've had something up your ass? I bet. Your type isn't exactly the kind for exploring, right? Honest, healthy, sexy communication is unacceptable. 9. You know, I've been the first to stretch a few asses, but nothing's ever felt this satisfying before. 8. Nothing's ever made me feel this alive. 7. This powerful. 6. <laughs> 5. You better be ready to come. If this is what I do when I'm calm and cool and collected, can you imagine what I'd do if you didn't listen to me? 4. What I'd do if you came before I said it was okay? 3. What I'd do if I had reason to be upset, if my current teaching methods weren't enough to get through that thick skull of yours? I don't know if you'd be able to survive it. I've seen you cry. I know how weak you are. And even with all that said and done, I know that above all else, even with how brutally I've stretched you and how hard I've fucked you, the one thing you really want, the thing you want the most, is to come to God, it's hard to tell if you're crying or you're moaning. It honestly might be both at this point. Which means now is the perfect time to stop. Oh, look at your ass gape the second I pulled the toy out. God, it's like it's begging to be stuffed again. And your legs, they're shaking so fucking much. Were you really about to come? Were you really about to get off to being raped by a massive fucking cock up your ass? God, you're even more fucked up than I thought. You were really gonna come. And you even thought I was gonna let you. God, even now you don't get it, do you? Even up to the very last second, part of you really thought this might end well for you. You narcissistic piece of shit. You know, I really was planning on letting you go tonight, make you leave in just your boxers, walk of shame at home with your stretched out ass screaming in pain the entire time. But apparently, I haven't made myself crystal clear yet. So instead, you get to stay here. Alone. Tied up. Erect. Aching. Until I decide what to do with you next.